This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're exploring farmland in Palmer. The Alaska Farmland Trust was formed about 8 years ago in an effort to preserve agricultural land across the state. Luisa Yanis is the director of the AFT, located in Palmer.
So what happens is a farmer will come to us and say that I have this really great piece of farmland that I want to make sure is there for the next generation.
So the AFT will create a conservation easement on that farm, which will provide different benefits to the landowner, but more importantly, will guarantee the land won't ever be developed.
And that will help ensure that they're able to pass down their legacy, and that also that land is going to be available in 50 years and 100 years to continue growing food for our state.
Yanis says there are lots of reasons to be preserving Alaska farmlands, especially the ones in the Palmer area. Alaska's lack of food security, sustaining the local economy, and producing quality product are just a few. But not everyone sees it that way.
There is a lot of development pressure happening here in Palmer and in Wasilla. We're not against development, of course. I mean, development is great, but we want farmlands to be used for farms.
I decided I'd take a tour to see some of these lands for myself. Meet my guide, Arthur Keyes, a board member of the Alaska Farmland Trust and a farm owner here in Palmer.
A specialty crop farm, so we grow squash, zucchini squash, strawberries, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes as the primary crops.
We cruise around Palmer in Keyes' pickup truck, and he tells me why he decided to join the AFT board about 3 years ago.
The turning point for me, it really fired me up and robbed me of a lot of sleep, was when they built the new hospital here out south of Palmer.
During the hospital's construction planning, members of the assembly decided they would buy up about 15 miles of farmland for sewer line. When Keyes and his brother found out, they were stunned.
And my question to them was, well, why aren't you putting it on the other side of the road where there's actually already housing development? And the response was, well, they don't need a sewer line. And my brother and I are standing there going, well, we don't need a sewer line. And then they told us, they said, well, when you go to develop this land and put houses in, you're going to need the sewer line. And that was just nauseating.
And that's because Keyes and his family have zero intention of allowing housing development on their land. Keyes comes from a family of farmers 11 generations deep. And besides, he believes a farm is more valuable than just about anything you could build over it.
That a 40-acre hay field can produce hay into perpetuity. For 1,000 years, that hay field can produce hay. You go ahead and put houses on it, you'll never farm it again, no matter how bad you need the farm ground. Once they go in there and they dig it up and they pour concrete into it, that ground is dead. You have killed it.
Keyes is passionate about preserving farmland in Palmer. He says there's nowhere else in the state that has its perfect growing conditions. We make a stop at Keyes' father-in-law's farm. And what we see is a ton of carrots.
So it's about 40 feet wide, 120 feet long, and it's, I'd say about 16 feet high. And this will supply Alaska's population with carrots for probably the next 4 or 5 months, 6 months.
As we crunch on a few Vanderweel carrots, we agree they taste as good as any we've ever had. Keyes says people ask him all the time why they don't grow more.
But what you're looking at is a product that's going to have to go to the grocery store and compete with California or any other southern locale's carrots. Now, you'd think it's common sense that this is the carrot that people would buy.
But lots of people don't buy the Alaska carrot. Keyes says smaller displays, prices, and just a basic lack of awareness are some of the biggest contributing factors. He says that last one is the most important.
Choosing the Alaska grown label, that's what's going to help save this farmland. That's going to make a difference. And that's something every single person can do.
And he does mean every single person.
My son was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and I roasted this broccoli for the first time, and my son's like, he wants nothing to do with it. So I told my son, I said, you know what, I'll give you $1 to eat one of these pieces of broccoli. But here's the deal. If you eat more than one, I get my dollar back. And he takes my dollar and he scrunches down and he eats that one piece of broccoli. About 2 minutes later, he wouldn't make eye contact with me, but he slid the dollar back across the table at me.
The good news, Keyes says, is that it's not just his son that's fallen in love with Alaska produce. The trend of buying local seems to be more prominent than ever.
I think that's the greatest gift that the consumers have given Alaska's farmers. Is that trend. Not only is that a gift for the farmers, that is a gift for the consumers. That is going to help Alaska stay a very sustainable, good, and healthy place for everyone to live.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.